This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, August 18th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Daly. Well, the U.S. corn crop's good to excellent condition rating declined slightly to last week. Soybean good to excellent rating unchanged, according to the Department of Agriculture. Corn was dented on 27% of acres, silking on 97%. 71% of the crop good to excellent. Soybean blooming, 95%, 68% rated good to excellent. Spring wheat, 36% harvested. Winter wheat, 94% harvested. The Pro Farmer Crop Tour's Western Leg finding strong crop samples in South Dakota. That according to Crop Scout surveying the area. Many yields being seen above the 200 bushel an acre mark for corn, strong pod counts for soybean samples, and ample moisture. Now, Crop Scouts moving through Ohio into Indiana reported issues with crop development not otherwise expected in the survey. While rainfall has been plentiful in most areas of the country, some showing soils that are cracked and absent of moisture near the top. Corn observed in eastern Indiana showed signs of tipback, meaning ears did not completely fill with kernels. It's a sign of heat stress for the corn crop. High overnight temperatures can prevent crops from recovering from daytime heat stress. Scouts posting their finds on X are also reporting pollination issues and low ear count for corn in western Ohio. Local farmers reporting that rain events have been scarce over recent weeks. The tour continues in the eastern and western Corn Belt this week. This week's AgriPulse open mic guest is Dwayne Simpson, president and CEO of the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives. There's much anticipation of how the new MAHA report will see ultra-processed foods, food ingredients, and farmers' use of pesticides. Simpson says consumer culture of food is being influenced by marketing, and that's not always science-based.
I mean, you can go back to, you know, RBST-free milk, which was then, you know, hormone-free milk, to GMO-free labeling, to pesticide-free labeling, to, you know, obviously organic sustainability. I mean, there, food companies and restaurants are going to market to consumers in any way that they can. You know, probably the most overused word that has very little meaning is natural or all natural or those types of things. I think that that's always been the case.
Simpson says marketing shifts when definitions are clearly defined by government agencies.
What's changed in the last few years is that we've started to be able to measure and put a definition around some of those marketing words. And as we've done that, some of the first users of those marketing words have had to move on and try to find new words to use. And then agriculture has risen to meet the demand.
Simpson says farmers need clear direction and a consistent latitude in food production.
Farmers don't think of themselves as GMO farmers or pesticide using farmers or what have you. They think of themselves as, you know, corn growers or soybean growers or cattlemen or dairymen. And that is, you know, they will produce to what the market demands they produce, as long as that production is something that is financially sustainable for them and obviously, you know, meets the, you know, my definition of sustainability that I think every farmer has, is a sustainable way to grow a crop or whatever you're raising so that the farm can be passed on to the next generation and that they have the same opportunity that you had.
Simpson says any MAHA policy recommendations must be left to Congress or the respective government agency for review and public comment. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Healthy meals start with healthy farms. 83% of adults think farmers and ranchers should have a seat at the table to discuss how policy decisions impact their ability to grow a safe, affordable, and sustainable food supply. Learn more at fb.org. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Daly.